it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
President Biden has authorized the release of another 15 million barrels of oil from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve. But what does that really mean, and will it offer any relief at the gas pumps? We welcome in Tom Kloza, Global Head of Energy Analysis at the Oil Price Information Service. Tom, we knew this release was coming, right? It's not a surprise.
No, it's not a surprise. It's really just sort of rejigging the numbers. We had known that there was a process to sell 180 million barrels of crude, and it's still 180 million, but we're going to see some of the sales extended into December instead of wrapping up here in October and November. So net-net, it doesn't mean any more oil on the market than what most people were counting on.
Now, you see pump prices coming down or at least stabilizing, but not necessarily because of this release?
No, I mean, we've got a couple of really interesting movements out there. The price of the middle of the barrel, diesel, jet fuel, heating oil, even kerosene, has gone absolutely bonkers to the upside, making refiners close to $200 a barrel in some cases. So they make over $100 on that product. Gasoline, they can afford to give away, or they can afford to basically take virtually no profit for it. And we had about 2 million barrels a day of U.S. refining capacity, maybe about 18%. That was down for maintenance in October. And the good news is that stuff is going to come back and be making a lot of diesel, but in progressing, and they're going to make a lot of diesel as gasoline as well. So I don't think we have any kind of major moves to the upside for gasoline for the rest of this year. It'll be a 2023 event.
Hey, Tom, a question about the strategic petroleum reserve. Do we have enough on hand to really become oil independent and not reliant on OPEC Plus?
Well, I think energy independence is a talking point that either side can talk about. The reality is it's nothing that we've seen before, and it's probably nothing that we'll see down the road. For example, if you take the Canadian crude that comes into this country, which by far is our biggest trading partner, that together with the shale oil and so forth gives you a pretty good start so you don't have to import that much. The problem is we need to import some medium and heavy grades of crude oil into the Gulf Coast and into the West Coast. So we're going to continue to import product. It's a mixture of outflows and inflows, and it's likely to remain so for the next few years.
All right. He is the Dean of the Nation's Oil Analyst, Tom Kloza, at the Oil Price Information Service. Tom, thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.